The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the four o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. Every day, I look forward to going on the air and sharing with you stories, ideas, commentary, discussion, debates. I look forward to it every day, almost every day. Honestly, I have been dreading this portion of the program today, because I know that I would be negligent in my responsibility and privilege of being on the air and not discuss what's going on in Afghanistan. It would be derelict on my part, something this important, this strategic, something that involves so many hundreds of thousands, actually millions of people, something that impacts our standing with our allies and with our enemies. And yet, it is just so distasteful. I don't enjoy talking about negative things. I try to be a very positive person. I think I'm an optimist, not a pessimist. I think that usually I am a glass half full person and not a glass half empty. But I don't care how you look at this fiasco in Afghanistan. The glass is half empty. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I don't care what your political persuasion is or your nationality. Any way you look at this, if you look at it objectively, you have to understand what a miserable failure, fiasco, human disaster this is. And you also have to understand that our United States government has been misleading us. I rarely use the term lie. Rarely. It is very rare that I ever say that anybody is lying. I will say this. There is no doubt whatsoever, none, zero, zip, zilch, no doubt whatsoever that the President of the United States has been misleading us. I think it would be reasonable to assume that it is willingly. If that's the case, he's lying to us. If he's doing it ignorantly because he just has no clue what's going on, well, that's deception. But I think there is a difference between a blatant lie and deception because of the intent. I think with this president, it is possible that he just has no clue what's going on. He's just so disjointed, disconnected. I think there is a very real chance that he has no idea what's going on. He has no idea what he's doing. And I don't know which is worse, complete incompetence or just lying to the American people. But what we are being told by the president, the State Department, and the Pentagon day after day after day after day does not match what's being reported by people that are that are actually facing these circumstances on the ground. We're being told today that 4,500 Americans have been evacuated so far. If that is true, that is good news. The State Department is reporting that they believe there are about 1,500 Americans left. They're not really sure, and I get that. It's very fluid. It might be difficult to know who is there and who is left and so forth. I don't know. But that's what they're saying. 4,500 Americans have been evacuated. Another 15 are still in the country. They are saying that they have every intention of finishing the evacuation by August 31st, which is just a few days away. And then we are out of there. Not one American military personnel left. Gone completely, leaving this country, abandoning the country, and the White House and the Pentagon and the State Department are all in agreement. Yeah, we can do it. Most experts, most members of Congress, Democrats like Chuck Schumer have said, no, that's not going to happen. So you got the president, the State Department, the Pentagon, and even top Democrats saying, now the evacuation cannot in any way, shape, or form be finished by August 31st. And yet the president has said, well, Taliban said we have to go, so we have to go. We've been told by government officials, the president himself, we don't have any information about people being killed, slaughtered, executed. Listen to this headline. United Nations says Taliban already executing civilians and repressing women. The United Nations has warned the Taliban are already carrying out severe rights abuses in Afghanistan, including summary executions of civilians, the recruitment of child soldiers, and severe restrictions on the rights of women and girls. The High Commissioner for Human Rights at the UN urged the Human Rights Council to take, quote, bold and vigorous action after the Taliban's stunning takeover raised fears that they will return the country to the brutal rule they imposed when they were last in power. So at least the United Nations is acknowledging this is the same old Taliban. This is not a kinder, gentler Taliban like we have been led to believe by our government. The United Nations is saying, nope, we can confirm they're killing people, murdering people, kidnapping children and making them children soldiers, repressing women and girls. So here is what the United Nations is suggesting. Now listen carefully. The United Nations is saying we have evidence, we have proof. People are being killed, slaughtered, women are being repressed, children are being kidnapped and put into the military and so on. So what are they going to do? I'm not making this up. They're going to appoint a commission of inquiry. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to appoint a commission of inquiry, and they're hoping that the commission of inquiry can issue a report early next year. Well, they know that women are being abused and people are being executed in the streets and children are being captured and put into the military. And so what is the United Nations suggesting? Well, they're going to put it together a commission to study it, and they hope to have a report early next year. So who is that going to help? No one. No one. This is where we're at. We have an American government that has shown extreme cowardice compromise and a willingness to surrender to terrorists. And we have a United Nations who is going to appoint a commission. That's where we're at.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. I'm not going to spend a whole lot more time on this Afghanistan thing. I think any reasonable person, any objective person, understands what a horrific failure this is on behalf of our government. I want to be very careful about the military because I have nothing but the highest respect for our military. Our men and women in the U.S. military are the finest on earth, but those in the highest positions in the State Department and the Pentagon have shown themselves to be almost completely inept. And I think one of the saddest things is we are now learning that there are dozens of private organizations that have raised literally millions of dollars. I mean, multiple millions of dollars to help get people out of Afghanistan. They have veterans. They have veterans who are ex-Special Forces, American Special Forces, who have the expertise, the knowledge, and with millions of dollars, they can buy the equipment. But they're not getting any cooperation whatsoever from the U.S. government. None. Zero. And there is one airport that's operable in the entire country because in an act of absolute stupidity, the Biden administration shut down all of our Air Force bases, including Bagram, and decided to leave one airport in the entire country open that has one runway that was immediately overtaken by our enemies. Now, we have since taken back control of the airport, barely, but there are dozens of organizations that have the money, the airplanes, the personnel, and they are ready to go in, rescue, risk their lives, not our American military, risk their lives to get Americans out of the country. And what I'm hearing from all of them is they're getting no support whatsoever from the U.S. government. None. It's frustrating, it's tragic, it is sad. One thing I just want to bring up. Have you ever looked at the schedule for the President of the United States? I haven't done this for a long, long time. I did it several times when Trump was in office. And I remember looking at his daily schedule and thinking, how in the world does he do that? A man of his age? How does he do all these things? Where does he get the energy? How does he accomplish? I mean, if you look at his schedule, it was unbelievable what was on his schedule every day. Then you look at Joe Biden's schedule and you wonder, what does he do all day? And by the way, the president's schedule is public. You can pull it up. I've got it here in my hand. Now, it's fascinating. Yesterday, his schedule for yesterday, the president receives the president's daily brief 8 a.m. 8:30 a.m., the president meets with his national security team to hear intelligence, security, and so forth. 9:30 a.m., the president meets virtually with G7 leaders to discuss continuing our close coordination in Afghanistan and so forth. That was 9:30. Then at 12 noon, now, that G7 meeting lasted about 30 minutes, so from 9:30 to 10. The next thing on his schedule was 12 noon. The president delivers remarks on the ongoing efforts in Afghanistan to evacuate American citizens. That didn't happen. So then it was put on his schedule again at 1 o'clock. The president delivers remarks on the ongoing efforts. It didn't happen at 1 o'clock. And then it was put on his schedule again at 2 o'clock. The president delivers remarks on our ongoing efforts in Afghanistan. It didn't happen then. Then it was put on his schedule at 4:30. So he has nothing on his schedule between 10:30 and 4:30. Nothing. What was he doing? And then today, here is his schedule for today. 9:30, the president receives the president's daily brief. Now, that's usually at 8:30. Why was it postponed an hour for today? I don't know. 9:30. 10 a.m., the president meets with his national security team. That's 10 a.m. He has nothing then scheduled from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The president meets with members of his cabinet, his national security team, and private sector and education in the East Room. That's at 2 o'clock today. The next thing on his schedule, at 4:30 today, which would be in 3 minutes, the president signs into law H.R. 1448, the Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Members for Veterans in the Oval Office. Now, I'm glad he cares about puppies. That's great. I'm not making fun of that. And then the next thing on his schedule is 5 o'clock. The president signs into law H.R. 3642, the Harlem Hellfighters Congressional Gold Medal Act, in the Oval Office. So other than a security briefing first thing this morning, a brief meeting with his cabinet, and signing two bills into law, which are photo ops in the Oval Office, he has nothing else on his schedule today. I pulled up just the last week, and I don't care what day you pick, you go, what does he do the rest of the day? Monday, 9:30, he receives the president's daily briefing. 10 o'clock, he meets with his national security team. And nothing else on Monday until 3:30. The president welcomes the Seattle Storm to the White House to honor the team for their 2020 WNBA championship. And it's an honest question. What does he do all day? He has two or three meetings scheduled and an occasional photo op, and that's it. It is just mind-blowing. Wow. All right, that's it. I'm done with Afghanistan and the president, at least for now. It is just a sad, sad time for our American government and Americans in general.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.